A woman who's cranky, religious, profane, and indomitable comes to live in a van she parks in a street in an artsy London neighborhood. Neighbors mutter about her. Some also bring her creme brulee. A local playwright, Alan Bennett, who was part of the Beyond the Fringe players and would go on to write The Madness of King George III, The History Boys, takes an interest in her. Is it personal? Is it literary? Is it truly kind? The Lady in the Van, Alan Bennett's memoir and play about a woman who lived in a van in his driveway for 15 years, has become a movie. It stars Alex Jennings as the playwright and Dame Maggie Smith as Miss Mary Shepherd, the lady in the van. It's directed by Nicholas Heitner. And Nicholas Heitner and Alan Bennett join us from New York. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
So, Mr. Bennett, may I ask, you call this a mostly true story. What is that?
Well, it's true in the sense that Miss Shepherd lived in the street, and then I invited her to bring her van into the drive, thinking she'd be there for 3 months, and then this turned out to be for 15 years. And at the end of the 15 years, she died, and I then found out from her next of kin, which was her brother, all the facts of her life, which are that she'd been a very promising concert pianist, and that she'd been involved in an accident in which somebody had been killed, and she'd left the scene of the accident and so was, technically speaking, on the run from the police for most of her life, none of which I knew, and which is woven together in the story.
It's only mostly true to the extent that you see in the film Alan, the writer, wrestling with the best way of telling the story so that when the literal truth has to be remoulded, you see something of the process. So the label mostly true is in a way illustrative of Alan Bennett's scrupulousness. He hates it when he has to depart from the literal truth, and when he does, he fesses up.
Your neighbors in Camden Town, with some exceptions, Mr. Bennett, at least as depicted in the film, tried to be kind to Miss Shepherd. They brought her creme brulee. They brought her Christmas gifts.
They didn't bring her creme brulee on a regular basis.
Well, at least once.
Occasionally, when it turned up at dinner parties and they had some left, they brought it over. And they brought over Christmas presents and so on. Although she didn't want anything. That's the thing. The Christmas presents she would just hurl into the mess that was inside the van and never opened them. Because she didn't want to be beholden to anybody. She didn't want to have to be thought to be grateful. She was a very independent spirit.
So Nicholas Heitner, is it tempting in a film with Dame Maggie Smith to sentimentalize or lionize the lady in the van?
No, that temptation doesn't exist, mainly for the reason that Maggie would not go there. I mean, she's one of the very great actors, I suspect, ever. And Maggie is able to display to reveal a kind of ocean of regret. It's not soft. It's not sentimental. Yeah. It goes way beyond that.
You're not doing me a favor, you know. I have got other fish to fry. A man on the pavement told me if I went south of the river, I'd be welcomed with open arms.
Slowly you realise that she's aware of the gap between where she's ended up and what she could have been. Although having said that, she's hilariously funny because there is something incredibly funny about this fierce, armour-plated, rude, aggressive old woman laying about the guilty liberals of educated North London, not allowing them even the small pleasure of feeling that they've done her a favour. None of that.
There's a moment in the movie when Alan Bennett talks about all that's necessary to care for Miss Shepherd, and he tells us in the audience what he has learned caring is about. There's no way to avoid the sentence, but I think you have to utter the line, not me.
Well, about caring.
Yeah.
I, in the movie, get very cross and say what people never say about caring is it's about because it's about cleaning up after people. And there was a lot of cleaning up to do over Miss Shepherd. But I think it's true to the facts of life, really, not merely her life, but anybody who has to look after anybody who's difficult and is exasperating in exactly the way she was, and who expects it to be done but doesn't refer to it.
Despite all, do you think that Miss Mary Shepherd had moments of joy in her life during the 15 years she was in your driveway?
Well, there's a scene where I'm pushing her in the wheelchair and she said, push me up the street. And it's not a request, it's an order, really. And then she freewheels down the street in her wheelchair. And that's a moment of pure joy. But it's her joy in life was to do with motion. And she was never happier than when she was at the wheel.
There's a plaque there, isn't there?
Well, there's a plaque in the film. I'm afraid there isn't yet a plaque. I wanted to save the plaque and have a sort of clandestine plaque on the wall, but it's been taken down. But I'm sure she will get a plaque in the end because everybody remembers her. I mean, often when I'm in a cab, the driver will say, have you still got your old lady? And everybody knew about her. And she deserves a plaque, I think.
Alan Bennett has written and Nicholas Heitner has directed Dame Aggie Smith in The Lady in the Van. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.